How China's credit problem is our problem.
This podcast is supported by Netflix Instant Streaming. Thousands of TV episodes and movies on your computer or mobile device instantly streamed by Netflix to save you time, money, and hassle. Free 30-day trial now at netflix.com/APM.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Mark Garrison, in for David Brancaccio, with the global perspective on business and economics. China is in the middle of a kind of forced instant credit crunch, and the impact will be felt far beyond its own shores. Marketplace China correspondent Rob Schmitz joins us from Shanghai to explain what's happening and how it'll affect us in the States. Hello, Rob.
Good morning, Mark.
So this is complicated. It's been building up for some time. But in short, what's happening?
Well, China's been inside of an enormous credit bubble for a while now, and the People's Bank of China, which regulates the banks here, basically decided that they would try to pop a bubble that's been building for a while, just a little, to let a little air out. And they stepped in earlier this week to freeze lending between banks. And that caused this temporary panic on Thursday as smaller banks became worried that they would default on loans and ultimately collapse. And as a result, the markets in China and the rest of Asia slipped around 4% or so on average.
Explain why this is important to markets around the world, to us here in the U.S.
This is really important because China obviously is an enormous economic engine of global growth, and it's not a good sign because if China's government is stepping in this intrusively to freeze lending and creating rather risky economic conditions, it's a sign that China's economy is not as healthy as the government is advertising, and it's difficult to know for sure. The economists who are bearish on China's economy are saying this is it, China's heading off a cliff, and the bulls are saying that China's government is doing the right thing to head off what could be a big economic crisis that would have global repercussions. But either way you slice it, I think it's clear that China's economy is in for some tough times.
Okay, Marketplace China correspondent Rob Schmitz, thanks so much.
Thanks, Mark.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed in global trading. Markets are looking good in Europe. Japan's Nikkei surged 1.7%, but other Asian markets closed slightly down. Not pretty on Wall Street yesterday. The S&P dropped 2.5%. The Dow dipped 2.3% to close at 14,758. Today is the first day of summer, and that gets some retailers nervous. Shoppers are scarce in the season, so stores are rolling out the sales. That's a delight to Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman, who for some reason, and no judgment, is very excited about deals from massage parlors and motels.
I can stay at Howard Johnson's for one night and get another night free in Toms River, New Jersey, or Mystic, Connecticut, because it's Hojo's first day of summer sale. On Facebook, I found this aqua massage place in North Canton, Ohio, and owner Lisa Van Sant told me,
half hour normal price is $35. This Friday and Saturday, everything's 50% off because it's summer. We hope it doesn't rain. We just don't like rain on the first day of summer. That's no fun.
There are start of summer sales at Bath & Body Works, Payless Shoes, and Subway. Economist Chris Christopher at IHS Global Insight says retailers need to drive traffic during the slow summer months.
The middle tier is struggling, and what they're going to try to do is get people into store, especially if gasoline prices are sort of not too high. They'll try every single gimmick or any kind of excuse.
So there's still 4th of July, and I guess there could be sales for Bastille Day, Chinese Valentine's Day, World UFO Day? I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
This podcast is supported by Netflix Instant Streaming. Watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on your computer, iPad, iPhone, or TV instantly. Streamed now by Netflix, a great value. Netflix Streaming has lots of movie and television options, including past seasons of House of Cards, Breaking Bad, and Arrested Development. Watch them using Netflix Instant Streaming and find thousands of other TV series and movies during your free 30-day trial at netflix.com/APM.
Today in Los Angeles, Ralph's, part of a grocery store chain owned by Kroger, is expected to close its doors forever. The store's in a low-income neighborhood. Some residents say the closure is part of a disturbing pattern. Marketplace's Noelle King reports.
Marquise Harris Dawson is president of South LA's Community Coalition. Listen to him describe the main street outside of his office.
Vacant properties, corner stores, an overabundance of fast food restaurants, car lots, laundromats,
But not a lot of grocery stores.
Not a lot of grocery stores at all.
The Community Coalition accuses Ralph's of food apartheid.
You're telling me that if I drove around Los Angeles into the wealthier neighborhoods and then the poorer neighborhoods, I would find lower quality products in the poor neighborhoods?
I challenge you to go to the stores. Take your camera phone with you.
So I went, first to the store that's closing. A guard stopped me from entering, so I asked people in the parking lot, do you think you get the same stuff as people in wealthy areas?
No, of course not. And the prices are higher in our neighborhood. Don't you know it costs $1 million to be black?
Say, for instance, you want some soy sauce. They'll have like two varieties here. There, they'll have five.
They know people don't have money, so they bring less stuff, which I don't think that's fair.
That was Leo Chapman, Ola Kennedy, and Maria Dimitriou. But I wanted to look inside a store, so I went to another Ralph's in South L.A. It was a little shabby. The regular produce section was well-stocked, but the organic?
A couple of zucchini, a couple of green peppers, a couple of Red Delicious apples, and a couple of organic Gala apples.
While at the Ralph's in affluent Marina Del Rey...
First thing you see is a Starbucks coffee stand. Oh, I think there's a sushi bar here. Piles and piles of apples, bananas, oranges, avocados, lemons, everything is organic.
Definitely different from the one in South LA. Why? Ralph's spokesperson Kendra Doyle says the company uses customer rewards cards to track purchases. So,
you don't have a cookie cutter Ralph's across all of Southern California. Different people want different things in different neighborhoods, and it varies not by high end and low end, but truly from neighborhood to neighborhood.
But she says if a store isn't profitable, eventually it will have to close. I'm Noelle King for Marketplace.
And finally, yeah, discuss, give. Remember those words. New research out of MIT from their business school says those words may help you win your business meeting. The study found certain words were more likely to result in the speakers convincing their colleagues. Discuss is a word people use to move the meeting away from an idea, as in let's discuss that later. Saying yeah can work because it makes your idea sound like it's in agreement with others. Now you know. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.